welcome a dear friend of mine into the radio show. Lester Bagley, Vice President of Public Affairs for the Minnesota Vikings. Right-hand man on the stadium push, and he starts the 9 to noon production. Boom, it's the opening kickoff. Good morning, Lester.
Morning, PA. How's it going today?
You tell me. How are things going for you, sir? You're the one who shapes the environment, not me.
No, we're good. We're doing well. I think there's a lot of behind-the-scenes work, you know, a lot of discussions, good energy, good movement. I know it's, you know, a long, winding road and frustrating to many, but we are making good progress, and there's I think we're about to move the discussion forward. Probably going to be in the next week before things start to move more aggressively over at the Capitol.
What's moving the conversation forward? Does that mean a hearing?
Yeah, well, there'll be hearings. There'll be hopefully more than one. You know, there's two different versions of the bill that are being worked on, one on the Senate side and one on the House side. They're, you know, relatively the same in terms of the agreement, but the differences come in the funding package for the state. There's been some question about the reliability of the pull tab, you know, electronic pull tab revenues, as well as what could we put to backstop those revenues should they not meet projections. So
right. That's
the work that's been going on, and that's the differences in between the House and the Senate. Each side's going to have their own version, and again, I think we'll see those emerge next week.
In terms of that stadium nestling in right next to the current Metrodome spot, where are we on the field? What quarter is it in? Are we, like, inside the red zone in the fourth quarter? Are we at the 50? Or analyze it that way for us.
No, we're definitely in the red zone here and trying to punch it in here. But, you know, there's in terms of this legislative session, there is a Easter Passover recess that begins next Thursday, end of the day Thursday, and then they come back on April 16th. Mm-hmm. The April 16th, that we'll have probably a couple of weeks to try to shape this thing up and wrap it up. So, you know, there's still work to be done, and there's still votes to be, you know, secured, but we're definitely in position now, PA, to push it forward, and we're going to be back to you asking for your help and your fans and folks that listen that now's the time to push this over the top. So as soon as the bill emerges, then that's where the full court press for the home stretch here.
Lester, in terms of those of us who support it and want it and want to move forward that way, you say, you know, there's going to be a time that we and they can help. How is that? What do they do?
Well, there was a lot of people helped on securing the 7 votes on the Minneapolis City Council, and that was a matter of business and labor, as well as our fans just calling every day, emailing. Now, as the focus turns to the legislature, you know, if you go to Vikings.com, get on the stadium page, we can help you connect directly with your legislator, who that person is, what their email and their phone number is. We got a pretty simple system there, but mostly it's just communicating to your colleagues, to your associates, to your elected officials that this does push this thing over the top. As I joked, you know, last week, you know, we've got a coalition here. We got people. There's a pretty strong group of people that want to get this thing done, combined with the group of people who just want to get it over with, and we'll take that combo platter that we'll get it done. But that's
Vikings.
Need people to weigh in.
Vikings.
Given the majority of the Minneapolis City Council supports the downtown stadium, is that completely closed? I mean, does anybody have a chance to change their opinion? And how big of a step was that?
No, it was very significant. Most, you know, particularly at the Capitol, because I think there was a fair amount of skepticism and frustration that here's this great package that will secure the team, will have a million visitors and people come through the city of Minneapolis. There's this package that Minneapolis would have the ability to get some property tax relief and help with the renovation of the Target Center, all that on the table.
Yeah.
And the frustration at the Capitol was that we, you know, the city of Minneapolis is going to have to support this. Well, the good news is they stepped up and said that we've got 7, and the tension now turned. So it was a big deal, and it really gave us some real momentum at the Capitol. And now what's left, and the focus now has shifted to the Capitol, and now it's time for these folks that we've been talking to for many years to take it on and wrap it up.
So we're at like the 15. It's late in the fourth quarter. You're obviously trying to get in and get a score, but you know, with the news today that the bill stalled a little bit, that's just like a first down or second down stall. It's not like we're at fourth down, no timeouts, too many men in the huddle, the wrong guy playing quarterback. We're still in good shape, right?
Yeah, no, and this part of this, you know, bless the media, but, you know, they are always looking for a story, and when there's something not readily apparent to be written about, they go ask somebody, say, what's going on with the stadium? And you know, people, when the hard work is going on, you know, people that are working on it are clam up.
Yeah.
So the media, you know, takes that as, oh, it must be stalled. And I don't know what it is with editors saying, okay, you need to go over to the Capitol today and do a stadium story. And so they go, they're reporters on this, you know, to go look for a story. And because there's nothing readily apparent, there's no visible sign of hearing or otherwise, some view it as a stall. There's definitely issues, but there's definitely energy and momentum, and a lot of people in all four caucuses, Republicans, Democrats, the governor, everybody's working hard on this. And, you know, this thing is, you know, we still got to get the votes, and it's by no means a slam dunk, but we are moving it forward. There will be some good discussion next week and beyond, and we got to go get the votes.
So
that's still a major hurdle.
Lester Bagley, Vice President of Public Affairs, Stadium Update, 9 to noon, home for Vikings football. What up, 909? So the concerns from the charitable thing that we read today about the tax relief with the electronic poll tabs, that, you know, I guess you can read it and have your, if you don't really follow it closely, you can have your own level of panic for it. But what is your level of panic with what we saw today in the Star Tribune?
Well, I think talking to those folks, and I think there is a willingness to partner with the charitable gaming folks, and I think there's a win-win by adding, you know, the poll tabs are a $980 million business annually in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And it's a benefit to the charities, youth hockey and the veterans groups, the VFWs, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Those are good partners that we need to have. And so we're trying to, you know, be partners and work with them. You know, the negotiators, governor's office and legislators are working on that, you know, trying to come to an agreement where there's a sharing of the revenue. I think that's what's, you know, there's frustration because we haven't been able to get there quite there yet on that shared agreement, but I think it's close to being wrapped up here.
When you look at the potential of the stadium not becoming approved by the end of the session April 30th, do you say that's not an option? I mean, is the team's approach that is not an option, or are you looking at it like it's not a preferred option? We're doing the best we can, but it definitely could happen that way.
Well, no, we have to get it done. We have to get it done this session. I mean, the lease is up. We have owners who are putting the third largest private contribution in the history of the league on the table, where the team is paying for half of the cost.
Yeah.
When you account for the capital and the operating, we need the jobs desperately in the construction and industry and just generally. And you know, now's the time to get this done. The governor's behind it, and you know, lease is up. So I think there's this acknowledgement at the Capitol that in order to have an NFL team, we have to resolve this issue. And therefore, you know, this is our best opportunity. And I think there's leadership in every corner pushing to get this done. But it's still got to be a fair deal. It has to work for the taxpayers. Has to protect the public. And those are some of the things that are being ironed out as we speak.
Mayor Ryback has been great during this, hasn't he, Lester?
Yeah, he's been a very vocal advocate, and you know, he's very articulate about how, you know, the benefits of this package to Minneapolis, and he's done a good job. And you know, many people didn't believe he was going to go get those votes, and he and Council President Barbara Johnson went and got delivered some, and to many people's surprise.
How are the Wilfs handling the situation?
Well, we were just down at the NFL annual meeting, and they're trying to be patient. They know that they, you know, they know that the city council announcement was major progress. They know that this thing is now in position. We've got a firm agreement between the city, the state, and the team that now has to be, you know, ratified, if you will, by the legislature. But I think they're hanging in there. I mean, this legislative process. I know you get frustrated, and this is the, you know, it's the sausage factory. It's you know, it's not pretty, and you got to try to hang in there and be patient. And they're trying to do that. And so far so good. But we got hurdles to clear yet, and not a whole lot of time to do it. So there's certainly we're not out of the woods by any means.
Who are we taking third overall in the draft?
Speculation.
I love that one. I have no idea.
Of course you don't, Lester. But say we take that left tackle from USC, or maybe the cornerback from LSU, or the receiver from Oklahoma State. I mean, any one of those guys are going to help. You know what? Where the keys to the real nice car rest, Lester?
Where?
With what we're going to do with the 35th overall pick in the draft? Because with the third overall pick, we're going to get a stud. But
right.
35, man, that's, you know, 35, then the third round. The new GM has three in the fourth round, so he can manipulate some things there. He has some trader Jack to him. He likes to trade. So we're a month from that, Lester. The draft is 1 month from today, young man.
It's exciting. We have a big draft party down at the Metrodome. We want people to come on out and be part of the draft party and that first pick, and you know, we're excited about that, and you'll be down there on draft day, right? Are you broadcasting? Are you helping us out?
Well, I mean,
your crew is.
If we still have a building, I mean, I was hoping that you could get something erected right next to it, so I could maybe be the first person to put the shovel in the ground, welcome Matt Khalil to Minnesota, and start focusing on 35.
We're getting there, brother.
Appreciate
it, PA.
Yeah. Okay, just in case anybody missed anything, Lester, what's next with the stadium situation? What's next? What should we look for?
Well, we're trying to, you know, get these packages together. Again, there's going to be a different proposal in the House, a different proposal in the Senate. We hope that they emerge next week, and we get back to the public discussion and hearings and really start to focus in on the details and answer the questions that have been raised, and then go get the votes. And so we need our fans to help us out and weigh in.
I'll see you out there soon, okay, man? Good luck, good work, good luck.
See you soon. Thanks a lot, Paul. Take care.
Lester Bagley, Vice President of Public Affairs, favorite football team. Just a sneaky little stadium update.